Unit 3. Track 8. Lesson 1. Activity 1.
Did you recognize those sounds? Then you have used the internet for more than 20 years. Today, we're going to talk about this topic with Dr. Thomas Jones, a communication specialist. Welcome, Dr. Jones.
Hello, Karen. Thanks for inviting me to your show. I want to start by saying that communication has existed for thousands of years. It has developed constantly since humans first appeared on Earth. Our ancestors managed to express their emotions despite the lack of memes and emojis.
Of course. But communication has changed a lot since the internet became popular in the 1990s.
Actually, the first big change in modern communication happened when Gutenberg invented the printing press in 1440.
And if I remember correctly, in 1840, Samuel Morse developed the code for commercial telegraphs.
And the telephone was invented in 1854. Sadly, it was unable to take pictures or send videos.
Then what else changed?
In 1895, the radio was invented. For a long time, it was the only way to listen to music broadcasts. But things have changed. Online music streaming has been much more popular for some years.
What about TV? The first television broadcast was in 1927. I think it has remained the most popular medium since then.
For a long time, it was the most popular. But things have changed. The popularity of online channels and video streaming has increased in the last years. Obviously, television audiences have decreased since the boom of these services.
The World Wide Web has really changed the way we communicate. When did all this begin?
The public has used the internet since 1991, and we have experienced so many changes since that time.
Wow! I can't believe we have used the internet for more than 25 years.
That's right. And in 1997, the world's first social networking site, 6degrees, was launched. Since 2002, social media has boomed, and this will probably continue for many more years. There could be platforms...